Good afternoon and good evening to some, and good morning to others. This is your host, Coach Latif of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. It is June 26th for some and June 27th, 2021 for others. And I would like to welcome you back to the series. And as promised, we are going to continue our discussion on funding rounds, part two. Before we get started, we are going to listen in to a brief message from our sponsors on behalf of our sponsors, and then we'll get right to it. So let's get ready to connect, innovate, and inspire the next generation. All right. We are back and we are getting ready to take a deeper dive into the funding rounds part two, series B discussion on today, tonight for others. And I would just like to say thank you so much to all my faithful listeners and welcome aboard to those who are just listening in to the podcast for the first time. I want to take a brief moment to sincerely apologize for not having this session released last week. However, we're realists here. We know that life happens and we have to keep pushing. We have to keep moving on. So I am back and I am ready to release this episode of the Funding Rounds Part 2 Discussion Series B. Next week, we will also take a deeper dive into Series C of the funding rounds, but tonight we are definitely going to be talking about Series B funding. Hopefully, you all have had an opportunity to listen to the funding rounds Part 1, Series A. I would highly encourage you to listen to that podcast episode if you have not already yet had an opportunity to do so, for it will give you a little bit more context and background information as to what we are going to be discussing on this episode, which is Series B funding. So this is part two of Funding Rounds, Series B funding discussion tonight. Once again, I'm your host, Coach Latif Bell of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast, and we are getting ready to connect, innovate, inspire this generation and the next generation to come. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you for your time, and let's go ahead and get right into it. So as I spoke a few moments ago, week before last, we did talk about Series A of the funding rounds, which is basically the beginning framework or foundation of seed money for startups. And as a brief recap, what we talked about is we're talking about businesses who go to friends and family, those or even colleagues to pitch an idea of their proposed business plan, and they ask for some type of monetary support. It is an opportunity to get in on the ground level. It is an opportunity also for business owners and corporations, agencies, what have you, to actually see if they have a viable product. So at that stage, you don't necessarily need to have a concrete product. It could just necessarily be the concept of a product, and the business owner, corporation, or agency, if you will, begins the process of pitching their idea and receiving monetary support. So then that takes us into Series B funding. And disclaimer, this is just a brief overview of funding rounds and their series. There are actual several series. I believe I had stated that I was going to cover Series A, B, and C. And for those of you who desire additional information on this subject matter, please feel free to send me an email. You can even leave me a voice message here on the Anchor app. You can also visit my website, www.thesecretsofgrantwriting.com, and also leave me a comment, leave suggestions, and I am also open to having other guests on the show that may be experts in this subject, on this subject matter, as well as grants or sponsorships. Some of you who are regulars to the podcast, remember a few weeks ago, I had the sponsorship catalyst, Mariah Walton, to be a guest on the show. And she was able to provide some really, really great information on sponsorships and how corporations and businesses can receive access to funding, sponsorship for their project or their business, especially those businesses and projects that are minority owned and social cause focused, if you will. She really gave a lot of good information. I highly encourage those of you who have not had an opportunity to listen to that episode, All Things Funding, I believe the title of that episode was. It is the episode that was released and published before the Funding Round series. I highly encourage for you guys to listen to that information. I believe that there's a lot of value in that discussion that took place that would be excellent, an excellent resource for listeners, especially those of you who have been and wanting to know about sponsorship and how to get access to that. Okay. So again, this is just a brief synopsis. It's just a little information to add to your pool of resources, and that could possibly lead you in another direction as far as a pathway, another alternative, another suggestion towards funding your project or your business. Okay. Series B rounds. Okay, they're all about taking businesses to the next level. As we discussed before, Series A is the beginning, the framework, the start, the pitch of an idea. Once you get to Series B, the second level, at that point, let's just say that Company A had an opportunity, which they would fall up under Series A, the initial framework or the foundation of the start of their project or their business, where they are beginning to pitch the idea of a viable product or service, right? At that level, once they might have taken 6 months, a year, or a little bit more, and they've discovered that, hey, this is great. We got wonderful feedback. We've had an opportunity to establish or build revenue or gain access to revenue to get us started. And now we're ready to take the next step, which would lead them into Series B funding. So the first initial stage, they got past that. They had investors. We talked about the different types of investors. But now at this level, they're ready to take their viable product or service to the next level. So investors that got in on the ground floor up under Series A might have a little bit more leeway because they got in on the bottom floor, the first floor, if you will. Investors coming in during Series B, maybe the cost is a little bit higher to get in, but it still works. So there is an increase in the amount of funding that is provided to Company A so that they can further expand. So there is still the opportunity, if you will, for venture capitalists, angel investors. You can still have family, friends, and colleagues to invest in your viable product or service at this level. It's just on a larger scale. So Series B funding is used to grow the company so that it can meet these levels of the demand, because now they know that they have a winning product, a winning service, and now they're ready to go off into the next stage. Okay, so it actually helps the company to advance their business. They surpass the development phase. They've got wonderful feedback. Now, what they have done has resulted in a higher valuation at this stage. And you can still seek to raise funds in various different ways. It's not that it is locked into any particular way. There's just an increase. So even when the investors come under Series B at this stage, they might pay a higher share price for investing in the company than earlier investors that got on board during the Series A financing round. Okay. So now let's talk about some resources. So we're talking about startups. We're talking about this type of funding for startups and small businesses. Again, it could come from private equity investors, venture capitalists, and even credit investments. Direct capital raising from private equity investors and venture capitalists may require some specific investment constraints, such as a percentage of capital limit from each investor. And I believe that based upon the research that I had done on this particular subject matter, there may be a trade-off dependent upon how the company is structured and where they're at in the process. Meaning, let's say your initial investors have a certain amount of money that they're supposed to be expecting in return. As you begin to open it up, and if you fall up under a category of, especially with venture capitalists, I don't think so much with angel investors, because angel investments, I do not believe, and don't quote me on this. I encourage you to, do a self-study on this, but with venture capitalists, there is a great possibility that a portion of that money would have to be paid back, as opposed to angel investors. Maybe not so much, or maybe none at all. It really just depends. So there's the investment portion. There's the venture capitalists, the angel investors, getting money from family, friends, and colleagues. But there's still other ways that you can utilize, as I stated earlier, like crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is still, even at this level, even at the Series B level, is still a reasonable way of raising additional revenue for your business or your project. Okay. Let's talk about, if you go to, I encourage you all that are listening to this message, go to Investopedia.com, and it will actually break down, that's a resource for you, it will actually break down the definitions and give examples of funding rounds and how they actually work. So some of the information, that's where I went to get some of the information. Then there's also invest.ourcrowd.com. You can also go to that website to get more information about how these funding rounds actually work. Let's see if I can get some additional information. Let's see, resources. And as I'm talking to you all, I am actually pulling up different websites that I could be able to give to you that will give that will actually give additional information and that you can actually use as a resource and a tool. Here is corporatefinanceinstitute.com. They also give an overview and explanation as to how funding rounds work. You can also go to businesswire.com, and they have lots of information and articles that you all can research and read to also get additional information on funding rounds. And then you'll also find a lot of information on funding rounds and its comparison to crowdfunding. And then that'll help you decide on which pathway might be the best for you. You can also, there's a blog, firebolt.io, www.firebolt.io. Especially if any of you, these are for my listeners that are may fall outside of the U.S. Okay, here's another resource, fxnewsgroup.com. fxnewsgroup.com. And this is all specifically pertaining to Series B. Series B funding round. Those are some resources that you can look up. You can look them up. You can go directly to the website, check them out. And if, after you have done that, if you have any questions or any feedback or any commentary on this particular episode and what we're talking about, what I'm talking about, and you would like assistance with other resources, please don't hesitate to leave me a voice message here on Anchor, giving me feedback, or go to my website, www.thesecretsofgrantwriting.com. Leave me a message. If you email me, you leave me a message, I'll be happy to respond to you and communicate with you and help you gain additional information, tools, and resources on this subject matter. Anything that I talk about on this podcast, anything relative to grants or nonprofits or business plans, social entrepreneurship, community causes, community engagement, I will be more than happy to be able to provide tools and resources, necessary tools and resources, and make them available to you. And a lot of my information I also have on my website. And just to let my listeners know, there is an upcoming event on Clubhouse July 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Mariah Walton will be joining me, which is the sponsorship catalyst. And we will be hosting a discussion on sponsorship and grants, answering questions, letting people know how to get access to funding for your business or your project. My field of expertise, again, is nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, grants, grant writing. That's my area. Mariah Walton specifically is well-versed in the area of sponsorship. A lot of times people think that sponsorship is just for-profit entities. And even I've come to know that that is just not necessarily the case. Nonprofit organizations are also able to get access to sponsorship. If anybody out there is working out in the community or you have a nonprofit organization where you are footing the bill, you are taking from your personal resources to build into this corporation, and you have not yet seen a return, you definitely need to check out my website or follow me on Instagram at Secrets to Grant. Follow the podcast. Listen to some of the last season and some of the information that has already been made available to you. And as always, feel free to message me. Feel free to message me to get more information. I want to thank you for your time. I am out of time for this particular episode, but I would like to say thank you very much for my faithful listeners and welcome aboard to those who are listening in to the podcast for the first time. Please remember again, leave me some comments here on Anchor or go directly to my website. And until then, until the next session, remember, connect with those that are around you. Be innovative and let's together work together to inspire this generation and the next, because we all know that we are going through so much in this country and around the world. And I think we all could use a little positivity and innovation and inspiration. So just keep that in mind. Until then, be safe, be blessed. And until next time, have a wonderful day or evening.